Romans chapter 4 verse 5 states the following. But to him that works not, that believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. I want to read that again, and I want you to listen carefully. It says, but to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So whose faith is counted for righteousness? Him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly. So you need to have faith that God justifies those who will never qualify. So in other words, if you've got a five-step plan on a breakthrough in your church, if you've got a three-step plan on financial prosperity to open the heavens, you must have faith that if you don't qualify according to your steps, that God will justify you and bless you. That type of faith is counted for righteousness. The person who says, I believe in a God that blesses those who will never qualify by their works, his faith is counted for righteousness. So let's go and believe in a God that loves those that are not lovely, that loves the sinner, that blesses the one that doesn't qualify. It's like the Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus and said to Jesus, Jesus, please heal my daughter. She's got a demon. Jesus said, I don't even want to talk to you. You are a dog. Then she said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. And Jesus said, great is your faith. Why did Jesus say that? She was not a Jew. She didn't qualify according to the law to even speak to Jesus. But then when Jesus took out the law and said to her, according to the law, you don't qualify. Then she said, you are greater than that law. You are greater than my disqualification. And I believe that you are so good. I believe in a Jesus that can bless those that don't qualify according to the law. And she was one of the two people Jesus said, great is your faith. Hallelujah. So go out and have great faith. Man, that is good news.